Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to have a great garden despite the terrible weather that we've been having. It's like we just have to wait for Noah's Ark to keep coming. It's been cold. It's been wet. What I want you to do is to be aware when you get weather like this, you have to be prepared for the problems with diseases on your foliage. So look at your plants every single day, if at all possible. Look for spotting, discoloring, twisting. That's a signal that a fungus is beginning to appear on your plant. It's not going to happen on everything. It may not even happen at all. But just be aware of it. Now, what will happen is when we get sun, because we've had so much moisture, your plants are going to begin to grow very, very quickly. When that happens is the new growth is soft, and you have an increase of insects, especially aphids, on roses and on perennials. And they would be on clusters on the ends where the new growth is on the tips of your branches. The best way to eliminate that is with oil. Oil will kill the adults, the young, and the eggs all in one application. All-season oil or horticultural oil, and that can be done on vegetables, annuals, perennials, shrubs, trees, everything. And again, it's the most effective way because it kills everything. If you use a chemical to kill the aphids, you're going to kill the adults. 2 weeks from now, the eggs hatch, and you got a whole new crop. So do it with the all-season oil. It's the most effective way to get rid of the insects that are beginning to appear on your plants at this time of the year. Okay? Don, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, we have Bertha from Cape Cod, who has a question about lawn care.
Bertha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My question is, should I bag or not bag our grass clippings? We keep the lawn about 3 inches tall in the summertime.
Well, I'll tell you, if you were a golfer, you would see that the golf clubs never pick up the grass clippings, because that grass clipping is full of the nutrients that it took to make it grow. It's full of moisture. So you mow your grass, you let it fall to the ground, it gets recycled as fertilizer for your root system, unless it's this week. This week we've had a ton of rain. The grass has really, really grown tall. This is what I do. My grass right now in places, because I didn't mow it, we went on the garden tour of Ireland last week. And the week before, I didn't have time, so I didn't mow. My son was going to mow the grass. It rained every day. He couldn't. So in places, my lawn is over a foot tall. So what I will do is I will mow it. And if you leave it on the grass with that much turf, dead grass clippings, you're going to smother the existing lawn. So what I do is I mow it, I let it air dry for a good hour, then I mow the grass clippings And when you remow them, it cuts them into smaller pieces. I may have to do it three times. If it's really, really thick, then I will rake it. But normally, I'll mow it, I'll let it sit there. If it is thicker in some areas, I will go back an hour later after the sun has dried it, just to kind of disperse the grass. But it's best if you could allow it to remain on your lawn. It's going to feed all of the microbes that live in that soil. And the microbes live in the top 3 to 6 inches of your lawn. Feed them, the grass will go thicker, fuller, and you'll have less weeds in your lawn. Great question, and very timely. So mow and leave them there, but don't let it sit an inch thick. You will have to rake it and put it in the compost pile. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Mary from Cape Cod, who has a question about a Japanese maple.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have
my
two
pleasure.
Quick questions, Paul. One mm-hmm. is about our grass seed. We planted new grass seed and 2.5 weeks ago, and with all the rain, the grass seed just didn't work very well. Must we reseed, and if so, do we use a starter fertilizer a second time, or is that going to be overkill? That's my first question, and I have another quick one about my beautiful Japanese maple that has been such a beautiful tree for the last few years. And in Florida this year, we were in Florida this year, and when we came home, we were really sad to see that we did not get very many leaves on our tree. Our neighbors said that they think it was from the squirrels that enjoyed the buds, because they watched squirrels hanging like trapeze artists on their trees, getting their buds. I guess a couple of weeks ago you talked about a product that none of these animals like. I don't want to go out there and kill all these animals, but I don't want them ruining my beautiful maple. Japanese maple. I don't remember the name of the product. So those are my two questions. My husband's very upset about his grass, and I am about our tree. So thank you so much for your show.
Thank you. Now, this is what I want you to do. Your grass seed that you planted 2.5 weeks ago is still good. The fertilizer that you put down, the starter fertilizer, will stay in the soil for 6 to 8 weeks. 8 weeks are during normal weather. This has not been normal. So you may only get 6 weeks of fertilization to your plant because of all the rain that we've had. Now, grass seed will not germinate until the soil temperature is 60 to 70 degrees. In the last 2 weeks, Mary, how many days has the air temperature been 60 to 70 degrees? Once, twice, maybe three times? None this week. The soil is cold, and the seed will not germinate until it warms up. So you have to think positive. You've done everything correctly. You just have to wait until the ground gets warmer and we get some sunshine, and that grass seed will come up. It's there. It's ready, but the ground is not ready for the seed to germinate. So you're just going to have to wait. If you want to add a little bit more seed, go ahead. You do not want to add any more fertilizer. All we need is sun. We need heat, and that grass seed will come up. Bluegrass, for example, will not germinate for a minimum of 3 weeks. So tell your husband to look on the back of the box of grass seed. Rye grasses take 2 weeks. Fescue will take 3 weeks. And bluegrass will take 3 to 4 weeks to germinate and grow. under ideal conditions. The conditions have not been ideal, and that's the problem. So don't panic. Everything is fine. On your maple tree, go outside. Take your fingernail and scratch the bark from your maple tree near the tips of the branches. If it's green, it will probably come back. If you scratch the bark and it's brown, then you had winter kill. If the squirrels ate the buds off of your tree, you would see bite marks on the branches. If you see the buds are brown or black, it's winter kill. Now, last year, we had a very, very late frost during May. It damaged the tree. I have a Japanese maple I planted last year, 6 foot tall. Right now, it's only leaves from the ground up 3 feet. Anything above 3 feet, the top of the tree is all dead. It's winter kill. Scratch it, prune whatever is brown, and it will come back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Jim from Bourne, Massachusetts, who has a question about lilacs.
Jim from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I got a problem, Paul, and it's a problem with my lilacs.
Okay. Tell me what's going on.
Yep. They started out growing very well, green. The buds formed. And what happened to them right now, the buds have kind of turned all of a brownish black. The leaves are starting to curl and dry out. And, you know, for the last 3 years, I guess, they were good. And it's just turned into... you know, what looks like a shriveled up bush.
Okay. Before all of the rain came, did they look okay, or
yeah,
did it start then?
Yeah, when the rain, when the spring started, they looked like they were growing well. The buds were beautiful. I said, "Oh my God, we're going to have a great looking series of bushes." And then, I guess, the last couple of weeks, they all browned up and some of them are black. The leaves are starting to look pretty sick.
Okay. Now, is it happening to the entire plant or just a branch here and a branch there?
The entire plant.
The entire plant. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like you to do two different things. Cut off a branch,
mm-hmm,
lay it on its side. So cut a branch about 6 inches long. Take a sharp knife and split the stem in two to see what the inside tissue looks like and for the possibility of a hole in the center of the stem. If it's a borer, you would find a little hole someplace on the trunk of the tree close to the ground. You may even see sawdust, but we've had so much rain that the rain has probably washed that. But look for a tiny hole about the size of the end of a ballpoint pen in the trunk of the tree. When you split the stem, you may find a hollow, like a hole, in the stem itself. That would be a borer. If you cut it and the center of the stem is discolored, brown, or black, but all of the tissue is still there. There's no hole, just discolored tissue, because it should be white, creamy white in color. But if it's yellow, gone to brown, or even black, it's a sign that you have a fungus that has attacked the plant. And that would make the leaves curl. If the weather can never stop raining, if when the rain stops, the leaves on the lower part of the plant has a white film on it. That's called powdery mildew. And it's a fungus that will attack the lilac plant. And a fungicide like Serenade is something that you can apply two or three times during the year, starting at the first sign of a problem, every 2 weeks. And it's a natural, organic fungicide control that will take care of powdery mildew on lilacs. Okay? So if there's a hole in a trunk, a hole when you split the stem, it's a borer. If there's discolored tissue, yellow, black, or brown, it's a fungus. Disease, Serenade, if it's a hole in the trunk, then you would use something called tree and shrub. It's a systemic. So you would mix it with water, apply it around the base of the plant. The root system will absorb it, and once it gets in the plant, it will kill everything inside for the entire year. So take a look at that, okay? I have a phone number, 800-259-9231. We've got another half hour. Give us a call, and we'll try and help you to think positive about this crazy, crazy weather and all the rain and cold. This is May, almost June. We should not have a jacket. We should not have a hat and gloves on. It's supposed to be warmer. It's not cooperating. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We are at Eldridge Lumber and Hardware on Route 1 in York, Maine. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Come on by and say hello, and we'll try and help you. So if you have a weed that you don't know what it is, a leaf that's got spots or discoloration, you have an insect you problem you don't know, bring me a sample of it. We'll take a look at it. This is a great store. Annuals, perennials, vegetables, beautiful hanging baskets, and all of your garden material that you need, fungicide, insecticide, fertilizers, they're all here. So come on by and say hello. If you have young kids, bring them. We have about 50 chickens right where I'm sitting, and they will absolutely love it. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have John from Rhode Island, who has a question about a smoke bush.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning.
Morning.
My question is about a smoke bush. We have plumes, but the plumes aren't, they're supposed to be red. They're not red at all. They're really not enough of them. The tree's about 3 years old, and we want to get like four little things of plumes on it. So she fertilizes with the Miracle-Gro once in a while, but I don't know if that's enough.
Okay, what you need to do, smoke bush is a plant that will get fairly large, okay? I mean, you're talking something that's going to get 15 to 25 feet tall,
right,
if you do not prune it. and it will normally flower during June. So it's right now it's making the buds.
Right.
The weather has been cold. It's been very wet. And because of that, it's not as advanced as it should be. Miracle-Gro is great for geraniums, petunias, tomatoes, but for that plant, you need something stronger. Miracle-Gro is a fertilizer that will push a plant and really make it grow, but it only lasts in the soil for about 2 weeks. Your plant grows for the long term. So instead of Miracle-Gro, buy a product called Plant Tone. Plant Tone is an all-organic fertilizer for any plant that loses its foliage during the winter. So, forsythia, lilacs, quince, rose bushes, perennials, all can be fed with Plant Tone. And it will feed that plant for a 3-month period. So if you can take the Plant Tone, put it on your smoke bush now, it will take care of June, July, and August. You do it again in late August, early September, that's when it's making the flower buds. And you'll have more blooms next year. So get it fed. Again, Miracle-Gro is a wonderful plant food. But it's not for a shrub or a tree. It's for perennials, annuals, vegetables, and roses. And it needs to be applied every 2 weeks. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Anna from Massachusetts, who has a question about some holes in the lawn and also a maple tree.
Anna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have two questions. One is about, I think I have moles. I have about 15 little holes around the edge of my wall. We're on the water, and with little trails leading off some of them. And the other is about a maple tree that I've had planted for a few years, and it seems to have problems every spring. This year, the whole top has no leaves on it at all, and the bottom part just has like a handful of leaves.
Is this a red Japanese maple?
It's an autumn flame maple.
An autumn flame, okay. And how big is it? How tall?
It is approximately, I'm going to say, 10, maybe 9 foot tall, tops.
And last year it was perfectly healthy and looked good.
Not in the spring. In the spring it didn't look very good. I trimmed it. I used some of that Holly Tone mycorrhizal on it.
Yeah.
And it seemed to recover and leaf out. In the fall, it was very pretty in the fall. It turned color and all. But this spring again, the whole top is like nothing on it at all.
Okay.
And a few leaves just on the bottom.
What you want to do on your maple is take your fingernail and scratch through the bark. And if there's green underneath the bark, then the plant is still alive. If you scratch through the bark and it's brown, then you have some winter kill. I planted a Japanese maple last spring. It did beautiful. And this spring, like yours, it's about 7 feet tall because it grew a foot last year. This spring, the top, more than half, probably 60% of the plant is dead. All kinds of red leaves coming out of the trunk and the lower branches. But the top half and more is all brown. I scratch, and I'm going to have to remove 60% of that plant. It's just winter kill. I have a magnolia, 7 foot tall, been in the ground 4 years, dead as a doornail. Same place it's been for 4 years. Bloomed every year, grew every year, and right now it's dead. It's just a rough winter, a lot of sun, a lot of wind, and cold temperatures, and you do get dieback on plants that are a little bit on the tender side. So prune it back, remove all of the dead branches from it, and put down that plant tone fertilizer. And I would do it twice. Do it now and then again in late August, early September, and it will come right back for you. Make sure that you have 2 to 3 inches of bark mulch around the base to insulate the ground so there's less frost heaving, and it will help a great deal. So mulch, the circle should be 3 to 4 feet or larger in diameter, but 2 to 3 inches thick, and feed spring and fall, and that will help to replace any damage that occurred this year. That's what I'm going to do with mine. I'm going to cut it back. I'm going to feed it. I'm going to put a new layer of bark mulch, and let's see what happens from there. Great question, Anna. Thank you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Doris from Andover, Mass, who has a question about a maple tree.
Doris, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Paul, I have a maple tree. The leaves are green, but it's considered a red maple. And it's about, I would say, 15, 20 feet. It's been about 10 years in the ground. It was a seedling. And all the maple trees around seem to be, their leaves are not coming out, and they're turning, they're really little, and they're turning brown. And I'm very worried about this little tree. And my neighbor's catalpa tree also has no leaves this year.
Yeah, there's been a lot of dieback on plants.
Oh, I just heard that. Is that the same reason for this?
I would think so. I mean, I'm going to take this maple. I mean, it was absolutely perfect and came from a good nursery. It had a good root ball, but the top 60% of it's dead. This magnolia is totally dead. And then I have a Rosa Sharon, and a third of that has died during the winter. And the Rosa Sharon has been in there, I'm going to say 6, maybe 7 years. What happens during the winter is if you get a lot of sun, let's say your air temperature is 20. The sun comes out, it hits the bark of the tree, warms it up above freezing, and as the sun goes from sunrise to sunset, it keeps the south side of that tree nice and warm. When the sun sets, the tree will quickly cool down to the temperature of the air around it. So even though it was 20 degrees outside, the sun made the trunk of the tree 33, 34, maybe even warmer. But when the sun set, that wood and the bark will cool off very, very quickly. And if this happens day after day after day, the cells underneath the bark begin to rupture with that freezing and thawing, because when it freezes, it expands. Just like when you make ice, if you fill your ice tray half full of water, when it freezes, there's more than half a tray of ice because it expands. So it expands, contracts, expands, contracts, and the inside of the plant, all of the cells begin to rupture, and that's what kills the plant back. And we've had a lot of that this year. Rhododendrons, there's a lot of leaf damage around the edges, black spots, winter damage also. So scratch the stems. If there's green, there's a chance. Prune back all of the dead wood. Fertilize it with Plantone, and when the sun comes out, we'll see what happens. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ben from Lawrence, Massachusetts, who has a question about fruit.
Ben, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Morning.
Paul, I have a problem that I'm sure many of your listeners have, and your answers will benefit all of us.
Okay.
Okay, pollination. Now, the bees are gone. Where they're gone, we don't know, do we? I try pollinating myself. I have apple, pear, cherry, and apricot, and I receive very few fruit. Now, unless they're self-pollinating, how do you match these trees? Do you use the same type of apple tree, or do you mix up the different fruit to receive a good pollination, or what?
What you need is apples will pollinate apples, cherries, peaches pollinate. So having different varieties of trees will not increase the pollination. The problem that we have had this year, and I know it's going to be in the newspapers shortly, is it's been very cold and it's been very wet. And what happens is when it's raining, the bees are not working on the trees because they can't fly in the rain. So we just had a week of drizzle and rain and cold temperatures. So the bees are in the hive where it's dry and they're safe. The flower on that tree is only open for a certain amount of time. And if you lose half or a third of that time due to the bees not being able to do the pollination, the fruit will not form on the plant because it's not pollinated. So I'd be willing to bet we're going to be reading in the newspaper shortly that all of the apple orchards are going to have less fruit in the fall due to the rain and the lack of pollination.
Today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
I can hunt.
To introduce the innovative herbicide Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, soldier, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just the friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We are at Eldridge Lumber and Hardware on Route 1 in York, Maine. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on down, say hello. The place is packed right now. We'd love to see you. A great place for annuals and perennials, vegetables, and all the products that you need to make your garden better. And Art Crockett is here from Bonide, and he will also help you to choose the right products to control weeds, insects, and diseases in your garden. So come on by. Again, I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and I'd love to see you. Bring me your problem, and we'll identify it and take care of it. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Helen from Massachusetts, who has a question about weeds and the hibiscus.
Helen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good rainy morning, Paul. A few questions. First of all, are you ever coming to the Plymouth area? And because I would love to come to one of your presentations. And I trim my hibiscus, and I have the cuttings sitting in water. I need to know if I can root them. And I wonder if that eco-lawn would grow under a picnic table where it's constant shade and foot traffic. And is it too late to put down a weed killer in a veggie garden?
The eco-lawn will grow in shade all day. But underneath a picnic table where people are, you know, sitting on it, I don't know. I think probably your best bet would be to move the picnic table every now and then. You know, when you mow the grass, move it over 6 feet and just keep moving it. That way the grass has a chance to get some sunlight. To try and root hibiscus by a cutting, you need to use a rooting powder. Go to a local garden center and you want a rooting powder for hard wood cuttings. Not for geraniums, but hard wood cuttings, because the hibiscus the stems are very fibrous, and you need something more potent to make that plant produce a root system. So you give that a try. Okay, but the Ecolon will grow, but, you know, you can't put solid light, a solid shade there all day long. If it's underneath trees where the sun is moving and you'll have dabble sunlight, it'll do great. But not under total shade all day long from a building or from a picnic table. It just isn't going to survive. It's just too dense. Don, I think we can get one more.
All right, we have Tim from Martha's Vineyard who has a question about asparagus.
Tim, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I about 3 years ago, I transplanted some asparagus for someone in among the Phragmites, and I'm just wondering how much and how many asparagus shoots can be cut before it harms the plant. I know that it needs to, some of it needs to grow and feed the roots.
Right. What they say is, the first year that you plant it, nothing. The second year, nothing. The third year, you can harvest for a 3 week period. And for every three that you harvest, you leave one alone. From that year on, you harvest for 6 weeks. Every three that you pick, you leave one alone for a 6 week period. Doing it that way, your asparagus bed should give you shoots for up to 25 years. So year one, no harvest. Year two, no harvest. Year three, 3 weeks. Pick three, leave one alone. Year four on, a 6 week harvesting cycle. Pick three, leave one alone for a 6 week period. Now, asparagus loves manure. And if you can find chicken manure, it's better than cow manure. Apply it in the spring, then again in the fall, and they will grow wonderful. Have a great week, everybody. Let's hope the sun comes out. Dawn, thanks for all of your help. We'll talk to you next Sunday, same time. Have a great week. Let's hope for sun. Bye-bye.